4-0. Give yourself a hand. Hey! Right? Well, our defense, way to step up right to the challenge, man. Well, good job.
Yes, sir.
All right, listen, we got a lot to learn, right? Keep growing, keep getting stronger. Look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what could I have done better? Start with me. What could I have done better? And we keep getting stronger, stronger, stronger. Right? That's the mentality. Proud of you guys, man.
Win on 3-1-2-3!
We're live right now. Hey, we're live. Everybody got me? Live. Let's go, baby. Every man do their job. 111. Playoff caliber defense. Let's go. No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
It's an exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome to week 5 of the Sean McDermott Show, presented by Connors and Farish, your workers' comp attorney. Sean, thanks as always for joining us. Hey, your defense came up with 2 huge turnovers in the second half to seal the win in Vegas. You guys are 4-0 for the first time since 08. How's it feel to see your defense step up and get you a win like this?
Well, I think it was huge, Steve, to watch them step up, have a big second half, 3 drives in a row, I believe it was. They turned the offense away. The 4th-and-1 stop, the takeaways, all big plays. And to me, it's the start of us getting our feet underneath of us as a defense.
Yeah, and you speak of those 2 turnovers. Josh Norman forced the first one in a crucial moment with a vintage peanut punch in his first game as a member of the Bills. He had a great quote after the game about wanting to be the one to make a play. What did you see from Josh in his first game for the Bills against the Raiders?
Well, he played more than we expected him to play, honestly. With Levi going out, we were planning a little bit of a different rotation there. So he was in shape, credit our medical staff and Josh for putting in the work. But he was able to sustain that level of play the entire game, really, after Levi went out in series 1 or 2 there. And Josh just brings a personality to our defense, the ability to take the ball away, an edge to our defense, if you want to call it that, all healthy. And so as a defense, and in this case, Josh, we still have a lot of work to do to get ourselves where we need to be as a defense.
Now you go from Josh Norman to Josh Allen on the other side of the ball. He had another efficient day, 288 yards, 2 touchdowns through the air and another on the ground. And he came back from a shoulder injury and he led the team to a win when he wasn't 100%. How big an impact does his toughness have on the rest of the team?
I love it. I love it, man. He's a tough sucker, and what better position to be tough at than quarterback? I think I remember another tough quarterback back a couple of years ago that had some success with this team as well. So I think, as I said before, Josh really fits Buffalo. Buffalo fits him, and he's a great teammate to have, and the players love him and play for him. And shoot, I coach for him. The coaches coach for him, just like we do the rest of the players. So it's been a good, healthy dynamic, and so proud of him and the start that he's off to at this point with much work and much football yet to play.
Yeah, well, every week we kind of talk about this guy, Steph Diggs. He had another huge game. He's looking even better than advertised this year, and he seems to be the go-to guy in big moments. He had 6 catches, 115 yards in Vegas. Sean, we know the stats, but outside the stats and outside what we see on game day, what kind of contribution does he make to the culture you're building here?
Well, Steve, it's a little bit like we talked about Josh Norman and Josh Allen, to be honest with you. He's a dog and a good guy off the field, but when he steps over and crosses over that line, man, he flips the switch. And I just love how he gets himself ready to go for games, and he's highly competitive, intense, brings juice. I'd love to get into it even more during the game when he made when he mossed that guy deep on that post route there. And I can't quite go to that level as a coach and trying to control the game and manage the game myself. But I really appreciate that. I know his teammates do as well.
This was the first game of the season where your offense didn't have any turnovers. What kind of adjustments did you make? What kind of message did you give your players? What do you think leads to them getting better in that area?
Well, those guys, they would tell you, we talk about the ball every week in my team meetings and in our individual unit meetings as well on offense, defense, and special teams. We had 2 takeaways on defense, didn't turn the ball over on offense, and then almost had another takeaway on special teams. So we're moving in the right direction. Those turnovers, those takeaways, if you will, come in bunches. And that's a good thing for our team moving forward.
Yeah, well, you were 7-for-13 on third down against the Raiders, and that's your best conversion rate of the season. 3-of-4 touchdowns came on third downs, including both of Josh's that he threw. What's been the key to having success on third down so far this season?
Well, again, I believe it starts with continuity and consistency and also putting ourselves in manageable third down situations. I mean, I don't care how good you are as an offensive football team. If you're living at third and 10, third and long the whole afternoon, that's tough sledding. So we're doing a good job on first and second down to create some advantageous third down situations for us, or in fact, skipping some third downs at times, which is also healthy for us as an offense.
Thanks, Coach. We'll catch up with you to get your final thoughts later in the show.
Chopping Wood is presented by St. Bonaventure University, the official education provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome back to the Sean McDermott Show, and it's time for our good buddy Eric Wood to break down the tape in a segment we call Chopping Wood. Eric, Josh Allen threw for less than 300 yards for the first time this year, but he was still incredibly efficient with a passer rating of over 100 for the fourth straight game. Even though the Bills led the whole game, they still stuck with their passing game to lead them to victory in Las Vegas. What did you see from Josh and company against the Raiders?
You know, one of my favorite things about this game is going into the game, everyone saw that the Raiders' run defense has been susceptible this year. Last week, the Patriots ran for 250 yards against this defense. Well, the Buffalo Bills have relied heavily on their passing attack to exploit defenses this year, and they stuck with it this year. They didn't say, hey, we're going to line up in big personnel. We're going to try and copy what the Patriots did. No, they stuck to what they did best. They got in 10 and 11 personnel, threw the ball all over the field, and continued to have great success, and they had success early and often throughout the game.
Throwing it all over the field, Steph Diggs was a big part of it. He was awesome against the Raiders, 6 catches for 115 yards. Let's take a look at a big third down catch from the first drive of the game.
Yeah, prior to this play, they were sitting at 3rd and 11. They used the hard count to get it to 3rd and 6. And on this play, Stephon Diggs was going to come across the formation, these crossing routes that Brian Daboll and Josh Allen have loved throughout the season. And Stephon Diggs makes this look so easy in separating from the Raiders' defense.
Later on in the drive, on a 3rd and 1, they draw up a play-action bomb to Gabriel Davis, and they get their first touchdown of the game.
Yeah, this is a great use of the play action on 3rd and 1. The whole defense, everyone watching at home would have assumed that the Bills are going to run the ball here, try and get the first down that way. And they draw up a great play action pass. It's almost a wheel concept coming from across the formation with Gabriel Davis. And this is about as easy as it gets for touchdowns in the NFL. Rarely are you going to get that much separation in the red zone area of the field. So that's a great play design by Brian Daboll to get Gabe Davis that wide open there.
And the Bills have been good on third down, and on a 3rd and 13, where Josh hits Isaiah McKenzie across the middle here, and Isaiah does the rest to pick up the first.
This type of pass concept got really popular maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and Andy Reid started doing this in 3rd and long when you know you're going to get some type of off coverage. You'll send 3 receivers on one side of the field, essentially ahead as lead blockers. Now, they can't make contact before the ball is completed, but they're kind of stalking the guys in front of them, and this actually worked out perfectly that the Raiders brought pressure on this play. But as you see, it's set up perfectly. Isaiah McKenzie, who is great after the catch, it's an easy pitch and catch, and it ends up being an easy third down on 3rd and 13, which is absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, and later on in that same drive, you got another critical third down in the red zone. Now, Josh threw this one up to Beasley, who makes this incredible catch.
This was an incredible catch, and great job by Cole Beasley to maintain the catch through the ground here. And in the red zone, there's extremely tight windows, as we mentioned earlier. And Josh Allen here, he sees 2 defenders. Go to the outside with Stephon Diggs, and as he sees that, he knows there's going to be a window for Cole Beasley, so he rifles it in there, and Cole Beasley, like I just said, makes a spectacular play.
Yeah, they were hot throwing the ball on third down, particularly in the first half, and then in the second half, Josh was hitting some big ones on first down. Let's start with the John Brown catch that set up the touchdown.
Brian Daboll, again, is going to use play action, and here it's on 1st and 10. And I don't know that Josh Allen makes this throw a year ago. he had to show tremendous confidence in his receiver throwing it into double coverage, that he would come down with the football, not bat it up, not risk an interception. Also shows a lot of confidence in himself to put it only where his receiver is going to get it. But this was a spectacular play. It actually became almost the most famous play of last week because everybody watching at home, Raiders fans, Bills fans, regular spectators, all thought after the replay this would be called a touchdown.
I agree. But then you get the big turnover from Josh Norman, and Brian Daboll draws up a shot play to Diggs on another first down.
Most shot plays in the NFL are either drawn up on second and one or after a turnover. So here the Bills draw up a shot play, and Josh Allen takes a shot down the field to Stephon Diggs. And last year we saw Josh Allen miss on so many of these. Well, it takes many things to make these happen. It takes a receiver like Stephon Diggs to go up and make a play. It takes the offensive line to provide great protection. It takes a great throw, which Josh Allen has shown early in the season, despite not having preseason games and no OTAs, that he is on a great rapport down the field with his receivers.
Great stuff as always, Eric. Thanks for bringing this to us, and we appreciate your insight.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Steve.
Final Thoughts is presented by your local Toyota dealers.
Coach, you're off to the best start you've had as head coach of the Buffalo Bills. What have you learned about your team a quarter way through this season?
Well, every team and every year is different, Steve. And when you look at this football team, the one thing I can tell you is that they're committed to finding a way. Extremely resilient football team, extremely hardworking group of guys and gals around our building. And they understand that at any moment, this league can jump up and grab you if you're not focused and if you're not working hard to continue to grow and become the best football team and the best individual that we can all become here.
Yeah, your offense has started off as one of the best in the league, averaging over 30 points a game. How do you plan to keep that up for the rest of the season? Is there a chance you could peak too early?
I don't know. I mean, let's hope not. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got some things we've got to get straightened out. We've got to be able to do some things better in certain areas and situations. And so we've got to, you know, have basically a look in the mirror type of approach and say, hey, truthfully, what do we need to improve on? And if you don't do that, we're not gonna grow and address the critical areas that we need to get addressed here.
Obviously, a lot's going right in a 4-0 start, but what has gone right for your team that maybe you want to improve on as well as just enjoy the success you've had? Where do you want to get better tangibly?
Well, I think, you know, as we've talked a lot about, you know, over the course of the offseason and into training camp and now 4 weeks into the season going on week five is making sure that our line play is strong. That's a foundational piece and a cornerstone of the Buffalo Bills football team, and it's something that's important to us. That's just so important that we can control and win that line of scrimmage on offense and defense. And then making sure that our special teams play. It's been, you know, we've had some big-time productive moments on special teams, and then we've had some things that we've taken some points off the board or we haven't taken advantage of field position when we can pin a team down there deep and inside their own 10-yard line. So there's always things we can improve on, and I just love the fact that our staff and our players are committed to that process.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. We are off next week due to the short week for Thursday night football against the Chiefs. So we're going to catch up to you in week 7 to preview the Jets game and wrap up the Chiefs game as well. Thanks for watching the Sean McDermott Show, everybody. This has been presented by Connors and Ferris. Go Bills.
The Sean McDermott Show is presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. By Independent Health. You deserve the red shirt treatment. And by your local Toyota dealers.